You're listening to The Lead, a podcast where we learn how to get ahead in the media industry from the people that did. I'm Daniel Funke. Today on the show, we're live from the Online News Association Conference in Denver, Colorado, where journalists from all over the world gather to discuss the intersection of technology and journalism. But first, a word from our sponsor. This podcast was created by the Cox Institute for Journalism Innovation, Management, and Leadership as part of its Innovation Fellowship Program. To learn more, go to grady.uga.edu/Cox Institute. Today on the show, we have Alex Laughlin, a social media producer at The Washington Post. I met Alex at last year's Online News Association conference in Los Angeles, California. Since graduating from the University of Georgia, Alex has pretty much taken over the world, developing her own podcast and her own project among women in journalism. So here's our conversation. Hi, Alex. How's it going?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing great. So we're both here at ONA. We've been in sessions all day, but I wanted to pull Alex aside just to do a little interview. So you were selected as an MJ Bear Fellow this year for one of the projects you're working on. So just tell us a little bit about that project and also how the fellowship's been going.
Oh, yeah. So my project is called Pay Up. It's a Slack-based community for fostering conversations about the gender wage gap. We have about 350 members of women in tech in there right now, and we talk every single day about various issues from mansplaining to negotiating for your salary to period products. My partner, Julia Carpenter, and I then write articles based on conversations that are had within the community. We do extra reporting, we create knowledge, and then we deliver it back to the community. So we're giving them something of value. I have been aware of the MJ Bear Fellowship for years, since I've been involved with the ONA. It's kind of always the class of fellows are the exciting new young people that are working on cool projects. So I've always kind of wanted to apply, but I never felt like I had a project that warranted that kind of attention until this year. So it's only just started. It's going to be throughout the next year. I'm going to get to have some one-on-one mentoring sessions. They said we could do some workshops. It really depends on what we want, the three of us. And then we also got to present on a panel during this conference, which was really cool.
That's awesome. Unfortunately, I couldn't go to your panel because me and the rest of the delegation of UGA students who are here were on a train to the conference hotel. But just tell us a little bit about how the panel went and really how you saw the discussion developing.
Yeah, so the panel was on Thursday morning. I actually arrived from D.C. like an hour and a half before it. So really glad there were no delays. the other two MJ Bear fellows, Rose Eveleth and Sahara Mayrose, the three of us presented on our projects. So Sahara has a news aggregation app out of Bangladesh. She's providing access to news to a lot of people who don't have access, which is amazing. And then Rose has a podcast called Flash Forward that is just brilliant. So we took turns talking about our projects, but then also giving tips for young journalists for getting what they want out of their careers.
Great. So you have Pay Up, but you also have The Lady Cast, which is the podcast that you started. I know I and a lot of my friends listen to it and we love it. So just tell us a little bit about that project and how it, you know, plays into your other side hustles that you have going on.
Yeah, I started The Lady Cast a year ago. I actually just had the 1 year anniversary, which was really exciting. The Lady Cast was really a project for me to learn how to produce audio because I've been obsessed with podcasts pretty much my entire adult life and also for some of my adolescence. And so I was really tired of just sitting on the sidelines waiting for permission to learn how to produce audio and learn how to create a podcast. So I just did it. Every week I interview women who are doing amazing things in their careers and kind of hopefully glean some advice for people who are in those first steps of their careers where they're making those first crucial choices, like what internship should I take? What school should I go to? So I'm basically just making a podcast I wish I had when I was in college.
You know, The Lady Cast is awesome and it's so well produced, but you also have a full-time job at The Post. So how do you balance those two things? And really, what do you try to prioritize? And really, how do you make the best of your time?
It's definitely not a perfect balance all the time. Jess Lively is a writer and entrepreneur and just all around genius. And she has this idea called, she has this idea that life is like eating Moose Tracks ice cream. So Moose Tracks ice cream is vanilla ice cream with like fudge ripples through it and then Reese's peanut butter cups in it. And every bite that you have might not have a perfect ratio of ice cream and fudge and Reese's peanut butter cups, but over time you get a good healthy balance of all of the things, but you don't need to have a single Reese's peanut butter cup in every single bite. And that's really very similar to the way I think about my work. Practically, that means that I don't really work on the lady cast during the week because I just don't have the mental energy. If I have to, then I will, but I would much more prefer to just knock all of the work out on a Saturday and Sunday. So that's how I have managed to kind of keep things separate and get things done, but I know that other people work differently. I just really need my weekday nights to sleep.
I get that. So how do you see side hustles fitting in with traditional jobs, and how important do you think they are, especially for young people, to develop when you're still kind of exploring what you're interested in and trying to make yourself more marketable?
I love side hustles so much. they're very important to me and to my professional development. The things that people know me for now are the things that I do on the side that aren't explicitly my job. What is explicitly my job as a social media editor is posting Facebook and Twitter posts in the mornings. That is what my job is. But, I think it's rare that somebody is in a job that they want to be doing 100% of the time. And so having a side project is a great way to, A, cultivate skills that you're not going to get on the job, and B, show that you're hungry for a new challenge. I just have a hard time wrapping my entire identity up into one thing, and so I like to distribute it equally so that if like one basket completely blows up, then my life isn't in shambles.
That makes sense. So, shifting gears a little bit, you graduated from the University of Georgia in 2014, right? Yeah, so you're super young, but you're at the Washington Post, which is, pretty amazing. How did you break into that legacy media outlet, and what kind of advice do you have for other young grads or, soon-to-be grads for marketing their skills to these legacy publications?
So many thoughts. Okay, one thing that I will say is I was not a journalism major, and I think that really forced me to hustle all through college. I always had an internship every single semester, and if I wasn't doing an internship, then I was doing Red and Black, or I was doing ONA SPJ. Like, I was always, every semester, thinking, what is the next step? Like, what is the next thing I'm going to do? So I think that's super crucial to show that, you're not just relying on your coursework or like even just relying on on-campus organizations, which are amazing, but you have to get out of your bubble and, hit the ground with, Flagpole or WUGA or any other of the local or kind of regional publications. So that's one thing I would say. Another thing is to just make a lot of friends with the people who are around you. I got my job partially because my friend Julia Carpenter also works at the Post on the audience team. And she got her job because our other friend, Lindsay Cook, interned on that team the year before. I just can't say enough how helpful it's been and how, valuable it's been to my career to value the friendships and the relationships I have on the horizontal level rather than trying to network at events or on social media. Like, that's great, but the people that have gotten me jobs have been the people that were my peers who are within 5 years of me.
Definitely, I get that. That's especially relevant since we're at ONA, this huge networking event. So just to wrap up, you've been through a lot in the past 2 years from graduating to the Post. That's a huge transition. So what have been some of the biggest challenges that you've overcome, and what kinds of processes did you put in place to really overcome them?
Oh, man. So here's something I didn't anticipate when I was in college. So LeanIn came out when I was a junior, a sophomore, and I devoured it. I read all kinds of career books, and everything says, you know, come into your workplace and shake things up and change things and, you know, make your mark. All of that is great. But if you're a 22-year-old walking into a newsroom full of professional journalists and you tell them that they're doing everything wrong, that's not going to go over well, ever. And so I think that there's something to be said for staying quiet and watching and listening for a while and learning how things work before jumping in. And, you know, I don't want to say paying your dues because I don't really believe in that, but showing that you're trustworthy, responsible, and that your judgment is worthwhile to listen to. Yeah, that would be the thing I wish I'd known.
Well, thanks so much, Alex.
Yeah, thank you.
Alex Laughlin is a social media producer at The Washington Post. Thank you for listening to The Lead. Today's episode was produced by Daniel Funke with special help from Keith Herndon, director of the Cox Institute at the University of Georgia. For more interviews with media leaders, go to soundcloud.com/theleadpodcast or find us on Twitter @theleadpodcast.